The painter Jane Vance creates vibrant, intricate pieces that are beautiful to look at. But what they also do is speak to the viewer in a style she calls visual journalism.
For me as a painter, if I were simply to paint like the old abstract expressionist, I would, for my heart, be doing something archaic, because pure beauty believes in an audience that is at leisure. And this world is not at leisure. There is so much distress, corruption, prejudice, confusion in the world, and I want to give my answer to those problems.
Many artists won't entertain the idea that their art has a message, but Vance is clear, hers does.
You know, these are not just reports, these paintings. These are suggested solutions for the problems you see in the world. So there has to be a way in to the suffering.
Vance's luminous images range from the literal to the abstract, and in many of her paintings you'll find depictions of human hands. One of her works is called Healing Hands, a trilogy on medicine, the natural world, and the spiritual realm, from here in Virginia to Asia, Africa, and beyond.
I believe that the guardrail of our faith is that the universe is trying to emerge toward good, but that requires our participation, our hands-on engagement. And to do that, you have to believe that compassion really is global, because you have to believe that those Black Lives Mattering are our Black sons. Those policemen targeted are our policemen. Those Zambian children who are malnourished or diseased, they are ours. Morgan Harrington was mine.
The late Morgan Harrington was a student of Vance's at Virginia Tech. She was murdered in 2009. Vance got to know her student's parents after she asked permission to paint a picture of the farmer's field where Morgan's body was later found. It's called The Hunted, and it shows a deer that embodies the natural world, its beauty, and that of its painting subject. Her bracelet and earrings nestled in the heath, a feeling of peace and a sense of something that comes after. Vance was asking permission to paint the picture using Morgan Harrington's cremains. Jill Harrington is Morgan's mother.
To see a means of healing, you know, from ash, we have created something of beauty that is healing for us spiritually and emotionally.
Morgan Harrington's killer later confessed and is serving a life sentence without parole.
I pray for his mom. She prays for me. She's lost a child also.
Jill Harrington made a decision early on not to hate her daughter's killer, in fact, to take that energy and transform it into love and healing. Out of the circumstances of their meeting, Vance and Harrington went on to found an organization aimed at preventing these horrendous crimes called Save the Next Girl.
I'll tell you, the most archaic response in the world is retaliation.
Again, the painter Jane Vance.
You will not add healing by hating or by firing back. It never works. So you have to find something positive to build and give instead. That's what these paintings are about.
I'm Robbie Harris.